Uh-huh. And they won't hurt you. But they kind of wings kind of seem heavy. They're little long, slender things, about the size of a, smaller than a pencil. And they just fly around, they scare you to death, make you think you're something. And they'll come to the door, and if the door gets open, they come in. And they said they were air-conditioned bugs. I reckon they didn't know what the name on this call them. They're black. Flies, air-conditioned flies.
Yeah.
I would fly around like a wasp.
And you said you had a lot of moths?
Well, yes, we do, but this, I told you, this man takes care of that. They're not any there. They take care of the moths, silverfish, and flea. Now, we've got a few of Mississippi ants, you know, that burning ant, a stinging ant.
Yeah.
I noticed several things out there.
What about those things that land on you?
Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have mosquitoes.
Got lots of
mosquitoes. Well, not too many. We never, hardly ever have any in the house. And this spray kills them. And I think the cotton spray and poison kills, helps keep down the mosquitoes outside.
By the way, do you have any berries around here that you can't eat?
Can't.
Well, you can't eat them because they're... If you can't eat a berry, if...
It's poison. What's that nigger? She makes wine out of them. It looks like pokesider to me, and that's wild. Mm-hmm. Now, we eat pokesider when it first comes out of the ground.
Yeah, but I hear that's poison, too.
It is if you don't cook it right. You have to cook it while it's tender, and you have to put it on and parboil it. I never did eat any. I fixed it. But you parboil it, and you pull that off. And then you mix it with mustard if you want to, or don't you just eat it straight. I put several packages in the box for Rufus. He's crazy about it. And it just comes early in the spring.
Hmm. Now, when you're walking through the woods, you might get these little insects. They burrow.
Chiggers.
Chiggers?
Mm-hmm. You can get those. You don't have to go through the woods. You can go through the grass out there. Walk through the yard and get them. They were pretty bad. And ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Ticks were bad last year. Ticks were worse last year than I ever saw.
You got that animal that kind of hops around?
Fleas.
Through the grass?
Grasshoppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they eat up everything. Mm. And we have a blister bug. He's green, he's black with white stripes on him. And then we have another one that looks like a lightning bug, and they'll just strip your garden in one day's time.
Mm.
And if you touch them, they make a big blister on you. To get the mash, if get mashed on you, make a big blister. That's why they call blister bugs.
Now, you know, what do you call those things? They might be stretched around the corner of the room, that sort of thing, when the insect is left, when it's, you know, not an insect, but when it hasn't been cleaned in a while. This
spider webs.
Yeah.
Spider webs. Mm-hmm. Just like all in yonder between my windows. You know, I have storm windows,
yeah.
And I can't get between the storm windows and my windows to get them clean. I had a coat hanger I tried to clean one with, but you can just get you can't get anything on a coat hanger, just a naked coat hanger. It kind of stirs them up. But
yeah,
we have spiders. Now, that this insect that this man sprays for kills spiders, too.
Yeah. Any other kinds? What if the spider left it or something like that? It wasn't there anymore. What do you call it? Just old...
Spider web.
Cobweb. Do you have any other names for that? You ever call it a cobweb?
Yeah, they're cobwebs. Cobwebs.